Hello guys, welcome to another quick podcast. This is a series of podcasts where I hope to be quick and informative, to go into detail on some smaller topics which deserve their time in the sun, and give you a different perspective to the one you've read before. A disclaimer before we start, this is designed for intermediates, so if you're a beginner, please keep that in mind. Some quick upsells before we begin. You can go to my website, thomascrownpua.com, where you'll find all my books. That's my first year of day game memoir, my texting guide, intermediate textbook, and a book of all my best blog posts. You'll also find links to my Patreon, where you can listen to infields of me and exclusive analysis and exclusive Q&As. And you can also find all the information for coaching by consultation online and infield. Once again, that's thomascrownpua.com. Lastly, you can follow me on X at Crown Day Game. And if you think that you have a question or a topic which would be good for this series, then contact me there or on my website. Okay, let's get stuck in. Today we're talking about, is game a test of normalcy? I see this come up quite a lot, especially on X, when people will say, oh, you failed the test of normalcy. And I wanted to dig into it. I think it's quite interesting. So first of all, we could ask the question, what is normalcy? And normalcy could be something like what everyone does. Is it common? And obviously no, game is not a common thing to do. In which case, even just the act of approaching in the street, I mean, I know of course people do it when they're drunk, or naturals might do it every now and then, but going out and doing a prescribed number of approaches each week isn't what normal people do. So you could almost say, no, game is always going to be a failed test of normalcy. Or you could say it's something like, what is a normal person? You know, again, we could say the common person, the most average person, or is it just a stripped down version of every person without all the defense mechanisms and limiting beliefs which we developed during childhood? So you could say, going back down to that blank canvas stage of being a child, that could be the normal human being. Someone who's very, well, carefree, energetic, easygoing, doesn't really think about how others will think of them, just does things. But of course, that's not, again, really normal, because most people have some level of limiting beliefs. Even a guy we would look at and say, that's a natural. You know, he still has some things holding him back. And of course, when you're a child, you're way more selfish and emotional. So things like you'll cry when you don't get what you want, which of course, as an adult, isn't something you should do. So stripping back all of those limiting beliefs, is that normal or not? I don't know. But obviously I'm just disassembling the question here. I'm guessing that when this question is asked, or when you see people saying stuff like, oh, they failed the test of normalcy, it's because the guy used some gamey tactic, and the girl was put off by it. And she should be, because those are really cheesy things. Typical examples would be giving a stupid response. Like if she says she has a boyfriend, you know, like, oh, I don't want to be your boyfriend. Or, your boyfriend can pour the wine, or your boyfriend can make the sandwiches. You know, the kind of typical lines that make your skin crawl. And most of the time, these kind of suggestions are coming from online, internet grifters, you know, the blind leading the blind. And one reason why these persist is that they can make the girl laugh in the moment. It can kind of spike her emotions in that way. But in the long run, it just fades away. You know, she's going to think, well, he made me laugh, but I still don't want to sleep with him. So this is where I want to talk about becoming rather than doing. Because when you go from beginner to intermediate, yeah, you're learning about the doing. You're learning about how to tease, challenge, banter, qualify. You're learning about nonverbal actions, you know, close the distance, touch her, how to develop your eye contact. And what we're trying to do with all of that in that doing stage is ingrain into muscle memory what we can call naturals, like with capital N, do just naturally. You know, that's our sort of desired end state. But when a guy who, let's call him the natural, you know, this is the guy who has the least limiting beliefs when it comes to women. When he goes up to the girl, you know, he just assumes that she's going to like him. If he doesn't need to use gamey tactics or gamey lines, because if she brings up a boyfriend, then he just sort of thinks to himself, well, I just think I'm probably going to be more attractive in all sense of the word than the guy you're seeing, and so you should come with me instead. If she says to him something like, oh, I need to go, he just thinks, oh, okay, cool. That means she's trying to tell me, please take my number quickly so that we can stay in touch. Or if she says something like, she isn't dating right now, he thinks, oh, that's just a, you know, brain fart. That's just a bump in the road, and he just needs to keep hold of the steering wheel and keep going, because quite soon or eventually she's going to like him anyway. So he doesn't have to use these gamey lines because he has the correct mindset. Now, of course, this is where the difference between, say, frames and mindset comes in, because you can go in there and do things like, oh, assume the sale, you know, try to influence her into a certain frame, which is that she wants to do something with you. Whereas the guy who comes in with the mindset that, oh, she's just going to go along, she's going to comply naturally, he doesn't have to do these things. So he has the right mindset. And so that's about the becoming part of it. But of course, the really hard part is, how do you become that natural? And I think that we're always going to be removing layers of limiting beliefs. We're never going to be able to get ourselves to a true state of where the naturals are, because their mind programming, whatever you want to call it, was set when they were teenagers, when they were kids. They had positive reference experiences. And so us as guys, we didn't do as well with girls in our earlier formative years. It's almost like we were building a wall and putting bricks and laying the cement in this wall of limiting beliefs. And what we're trying to do with every approach, with every success, is to chip away at that wall until eventually it crumbles and you are as close as you, very, very close to being that natural, but you never will truly be like the natural. But again, we keep on trying to chip away at the wall to remove as much as we can. So how do you get to that point, that crumbling point? And just to link this back to the point of being normal, it's that you're getting to the point where you don't have to use those gamey lines because you have the right mindsets already. And this is why we want to consider ourselves as I am enough, rather than thinking we have to impose a frame on the girl. So remember, and now I want to bring up the disclaimer again, this is for intermediates, it's not for beginners. So intermediates, what can you do? Try something, I call it the be boring challenge. So go into set and purposely talk in a very basic way. So go in, give her a compliment and start talking, you know, oh, where are you from? Talk about that. What are you doing today? Talk about that. You know, what's your job? What do you do for a living? What do you study? And having very, very basic conversation about these things. What you'll probably find, which is quite good, is that you'll have these interesting things pop into your mind to say, but you've got to try and stop yourself from saying them. And then you want to see what happens when you let everything come from your nonverbals and your subcommunications. So that's one thing you can try. Of course, it's not a cure-all, it's not a panacea, but it will help you along the way. Of course, just begin by cutting out all of the cheesy lines that you read on the internet, you know, the your boyfriend can make the sandwiches stuff, or when she's late and you're like, oh, -2 points from you, you know, that's not really what a natural would do. So just cut those things out anyway. Another thing you can do is to try and get some regulars and have them come straight over to your house for sex. I was doing this a lot in my first year, and yeah, it was really, really good for my self-esteem, my sexual self-esteem, because I knew I was enough for them to keep coming back. And this is where I want to make this, this is the most important point really, is the distinction between self-esteem and sexual self-esteem. I remember reading about this a little, it was mentioned in Jabba's book, Primal Seduction, but I think it's really important to make this distinction, because you can have really, really strong self-esteem, but low sexual self-esteem. So that could come from a guy who is maybe very high-powered in his job, but then he goes home and he lets his wife walk over him. He doesn't really have the high sexual self-esteem. Or he feels very confident, again going for the work example, he feels very confident going for a promotion or a raise or starting projects and things like that at work, but he won't approach a girl in a bar or on the street or whatever because he doesn't think he's worthy of her sexually. So we've given some examples there of what you can do, is like trying to be, in quotes, boring. But remember, at the end of the day, the natural, yeah, he's not boring. So he still spikes, teases, challenges, banters, qualifies, but it's not coming from something he read on the internet, it's coming from inside him. And the same thing when it comes to the non-verbals, you know, he still closes the distance when he talks to a girl, he still touches her, has seductive eye contact, he wants to fuck her. And these are all points of you're going from beginner to intermediate, you're learning the doing sense. But now as an intermediate, you want to see how these things are coming from who you are. And of course, then the question of course becomes, who are we? And this is something that you have to answer for yourself. When you go from intermediate to advanced, like I was saying, you're sort of chipping away at that wall with positive reference experiences until it starts to crumble. And you're trying to bring yourself back to that natural state. So one thing I'd also recommend you do, because I think being advanced is about becoming a distilled version of your personality. You cannot, of course, we know you cannot get every girl. You know, if your personality, there's going to be different parts of it. There are going to be the, let's say, three parts of it, which are going to be your core personality. There'll be some more parts, which are sort of side parts of your personality, and then other elements which just aren't parts of your personality. So what I want you to do is just go ahead and write down three words which describe your personality, the best parts of it. Now, not what you want them to be, but what they actually are. And then you've got to work to make yourself as much like that as possible in everyday life. So for example, for myself, I would write down warm, loving, and playful. And that's what I strive to be all the time. Notice how I don't select some James Bond archetype such as suave, qualifying and aloof, or Russell Brand archetypes of words such as articulate, high energy and suggestive. Now, of course, I can be those things, but those are all secondary parts of my personality. They aren't the core personality. And once you have those words, then you can start to think, okay, how can I be more like this person every day? And of course, we have bad parts of our personality as well. You know, everyone has it in them to be angry or spiteful or bitter, but we're striving to be the best parts of ourselves. So bringing this back to if game is a test of normalcy, because I went on a very long sort of circular tangent there. Like, of course, when a guy uses those cheesy lines and it turns the girl off, he failed the normal test. But what we're really seeing is that the girl is spotting his incongruence, because all those lines are coming from some sort of coach or, you know, game guru, and they're coming from their personality. So if you go ahead and use a Tom Torero line, you are in essence trying to do your best Tom Torero impression. Or, you know, if you go into Twitter and find any of those, which I called earlier internet grifters, blind leading the blind lines, well then you're trying to be like them. Every coach, you know, legit or non-legit, is trying to teach you to be like themselves, and there's really no way around it. So instead, to pass the normal test, you know, you should strive to be the most like yourself, or more specifically, the best parts of yourself. Okay, I hope you enjoyed that podcast.